Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
This might be the most requested topic I've had in a long, long time. Quite a few people have sent this to me, but Eric, who spells his name E-R-Y-K, sent me two articles on the topic and said, hey, you might want to talk about this. And so I pulled both of his articles because one is a great representation of the story that's going around. The second one is a great way to follow up and fill in some blanks. But we're talking about the idea that people who owe money on medical bills in some states wind up in jail, okay? And now I'll explain this to where it will kind of make sense, but it still seems wrong. So the story out of CBS, and again, CBS News is one of the many news organizations that's covering this idea, is that, for instance, you wouldn't think you'd go to jail over medical bills. County in rural Kansas is jailing people over unpaid medical debt. So, for instance, Trey and Heather Biggs have a son named Lane, who came down with leukemia when he's 5 years old at the same time that his mother was suffering from seizures because of Lyme disease. She told CBS News, "We had so many multiple health issues in our family at the same time, it put us in a bracket that made insurance unattainable. It would make no sense. We would have had to either basically choose between do we eat or do we live in a house? What do we do?" So the father was working two jobs, but unfortunately they fell behind in their medical bills. So Trey Biggs went to jail for failing to appear in court for unpaid medical bills. He described it as scary. He says, "I'm a country kid, but I had to strip down, get hosed, and put a jumpsuit on. They made bail $500. He said that at the time, they had $50 to $100 to their name. So in rural Coffeyville, Kansas, where the poverty rate is twice the national average, attorneys often build law practices representing medical providers to collect debt owed by their neighbors. Now, one attorney they interviewed says, I'm just doing my job. They want the money collected, and I'm trying to do my best job as I can following the law. So here's the deal. There's a law that a local judge will enforce that allows them to bring people in for a debtor's exam. And this is not an unusual thing in any place in America, that you can bring somebody in for a creditor's exam, debtor's exam, whatever you want to call it. But where if somebody owes money and you get a judgment against them and they don't pay the money, you can make that person come in and testify about what their assets are so that you can attempt to collect the money from them. But in this case, the judge will issue an arrest warrant for contempt of court if you miss those hearings. And at that point, the bail will be set at $500. However, the bail money is not then used to assure you come to court. It's then given to the debt collectors to help pay off the debt. So the attorney says, we're sending them to jail for contempt of court for failure to appear. And in most courts, bail money is returned when defendants appear in court. But in almost every case in Coffeyville, the money goes to pay the attorneys and the medical debt the clients are claiming is owed. So somebody from the ACLU says this raises serious constitutional concerns. And of course, we've mentioned before that bail is mentioned in the Constitution. You've got the right to have the opportunity to post bail to assure you show up in court. But that's not what they're doing here. They're using this as a way to get $500 out of you each time. CBS News went to court on one of these debt collection days, but they were not allowed to bring their cameras in. So they sat there and watched more than 60 people appear before the court in these kinds of hearings. And they all said, in essence, that they do not have the money, and so the judge let them go. But what's going on here is, what's different about this, is that in Michigan, I can bring somebody in for one of these exams, make them sit down and under oath tell me what their assets are, where do they work, do they have a job, what income they've got. And once I do that, I can then attempt to collect the debt. What this law apparently allows in Kansas is they can drag you in over and over again and make you keep saying, I still don't have any money. I still don't have any money. And then what happens is if you miss two of those hearings, you're held in contempt of court, $500 bond. They drag you in after you've been arrested. You have to pay the $500 to get out, but the $500 isn't really a bond because it's then handed to the people you owe the money to. So again, Eric sent me two links, and the other link is to the website Nolo.com, Nolo, N-O-L-O. And Nolo has a huge collection of articles about legal issues, and they do this in plain English, and I like these people. Stephanie Lane wrote an article that's more broad on this topic, and it says, the new bill collector tactic, jail time. In some states, debt collectors use tactics that might land you in jail if you don't appear for court hearings for debtors' examinations. So again, they don't jail you because you owe the money. They don't jail you because you didn't pay the money. They jail you for not showing up for these hearings. It's a question of how many hearings they can make you show up for. So she writes, when you owe money on a debt but can't afford to pay it, a creditor has the right to sue you and get a judgment. That is how the law works. And if it happens to you, you should be aware of the growing trend where bill collectors will try to get you to pay by hanging jail time over your head. Now, debtors' prisons, we all heard about them back in the Dickens era, and that's where you got imprisoned for not being able to pay your money, or they'd lock you up and make you work to pay off your debts. Debtors' prisons were actually used in the U.S. into the 1800s. And some of the signatories to the Declaration of Independence had bad credit and spent some time in U.S. debtors' prisons. So it was not that uncommon. Beginning in the mid-1800s, many states eliminated debtors' prisons after the U.S. government outlawed imprisonment for failure to pay debt at the federal level. However, some states, roughly a third, still use jail as a method to coerce debtors to pay certain kinds of debts. You cannot go to prison for failing to pay a civil debt, like, say, a credit card. However, you can be forced to go to jail if you don't pay your taxes or child support. Many people know that. The Supreme Court has outlawed the use of prison to punish indigent criminal defendants who fail to pay court costs and fines as part of their sentence. However, many state and local courts get around this by arguing that the fees, fines, and costs are part of civil fines or criminal justice debt, and they call it something else, or a condition of someone's probation or parole. And in those ways, if you fail to pay, you may go to jail. So you should not go to prison for failing to pay civil debts, but federal and state consumer collection laws, including the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, prohibit debt collectors from threatening you with criminal prosecution. Yet, there's a growing practice, especially in states like Ohio, Missouri, Minnesota, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and more, by judgment creditors who use the court system to put debtors in jail if they don't pay their debts. So again, what they'll do is they'll say, hey, look, they'll get a judgment against you, right? Get a judgment against you. You don't pay it because you don't have the money. They then say, we want to drag you in for a creditor's exam, debtor's, whatever they call it. You go in under oath and you say, I got no money. You say, okay. They wait a few months, they drag you back in again. Got no money. They just keep dragging you back in. And now, the interesting thing about that, you say, it's a waste of my time. Maybe I have a job. I'm actually trying to get some money, okay? And you might say, but Steve, it's also a waste of their time. Isn't the attorney wasting his time? No, what he'll do is he'll set like 20 of these for the same day or 30 of these for the same day. He'll go sit in a room and see who shows up. But the point simply is this, that if you get the notice from the court, you've got to obey it, show up. And so what's really going on here is that they're dragging these people back into court just over and over and over again. Just, do you have any money yet? No. Do you have any money yet? No. Do you have any money yet? No. And don't get me wrong. They have the right, they should have the right to find out if you've got any money. But a judgment in most states is good for at least 10 years. And it can be renewed one time for another 10 years. Meaning that they got 20 years to collect the money. And by the way, yes, it's accruing interest the entire time. So If they find out you don't have a job, you don't have the money, whatever, what you're not collectible right now, put it in the back burner and wait 6 months. But to drag these people in just over and over and over and over again is a bit much. But the point is that it is possible that simply because you owe money to somebody and haven't paid it, not the court, but haven't paid the money to an individual, okay, or a corporation, but money to somebody. The fact that you haven't paid the money to somebody could entangle you in the legal system in such a way that you could be jailed for it, and then the jail and the courts will wring the money out of you $500 at a time because to get out of jail. But the upshot of all of this is, if this is you, you're in the system, you're on the hamster wheel, whatever it is, and you're in the system, and you can't get out, but you don't want to go to jail. Every time they send you the notice, just show up. Send you the note. Yeah, it's a waste of your time. You're going to have to pay the money sooner or later. But it does seem a little harsh when you realize that they're going to charge you bail, but you don't get it back when you show up because they give it the other side. So there you go, but that's how it works. You can theoretically wind up in jail over your medical debt in Kansas and in other states. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. In Canada, we have the most beautiful robots in the world.